Good morning, everyone.
So first of all, I want to start with a question for you all. Just want to take a quick poll. How many of you are ready for a new theme? Just raise your hand. Okay, good. So maybe next semester we can not have to talk about home anymore, but you get to hear me talk about my home. This is the home that we currently live in. We bought it in 2022, and maybe you've seen it, I don't know. Hopefully, if you know where this is, you won't come and vandalize my house. But when we moved into the house in 2022, this is what our kitchen looked like. Isn't it lovely? I don't know if you can see. So in that back corner, there's a doorway. To the right, there's yet another doorway. That goes to the bathroom, by the way. Over there on the left corner is a door that is open, yet another doorway. And where the kitchen, or where this picture is being taken from, is a fourth doorway. You can see that wooden area in the middle of the kitchen. That's the stove, okay? Perfectly, you know, positioned. Makes perfect sense. There's no dishwasher. And, you know, it is what it is. So we moved into the house with the kitchen looking like this, thinking, okay, in some time we will renovate it. We weren't sure how long it would take for us to find somebody to do the work for us. So we lived with it like this for about a year and a half. And so we went from that to that. Isn't it pretty? We really enjoy the renovation. So now, if only I could have snapped my fingers and it went from A to B overnight, but that is not the case. It was a lot of dirty work, a lot of hard work, a lot of money, and it took some time. So in the process of our kitchen renovation, we had to go through stages of that, where you can see all the layers of wallpaper and random flooring being torn up. I mean, it was pretty messy for quite some time. Then it eventually started to improve. You know, you get new drywall up and it starts to take form. You're thinking, okay, we're getting somewhere. And then eventually, you know, you get your cabinets in and new flooring in. So this process took about 3 months. We were out of our house from March of 24 until June of 24. So that was fun to not be able to live in our house. But so here we are. This is where our kitchen is today. So you may be wondering, why am I showing you pictures of my renovated kitchen? Well, I'm glad you asked. So each of you is an unfinished project. Each of you is going through your own renovation, if you will. Whether you're in that process of just kind of making do with where you're at, or maybe you are in a period of that destruction where things are not pretty, or you may be in that starting to rebuild phase where things are starting to take form again, or you may be at this finished product. Probably not. But I do want to tell you, or scripture tells us from Isaiah, that God is the potter and we are the clay, right? We are this lump of clay in God's hands, and he is molding you and shaping you, each one of us, into a beautiful masterpiece. Now, there may be times in your life where you feel like, I don't really like what God's molding me and shaping me into. Well, trust the process. You're gonna get there, and you're gonna become something beautiful. So I don't know if any of you have watched videos of people building things with, or making things out of clay. I have watched videos, I've never done it myself, but it is quite fascinating. You see the potter's hands, just a slight little movement, and it changes the shape just ever so slightly of the vase as it spins and spins and spins. It's really fascinating. But then there might be a slight slip of the finger or thumb, or maybe their hair gets caught in it, and then it all just goes to pot. Or, yeah, isn't a pot anymore. So but then that lump of clay can be reformed and reshaped into something beautiful. So what phase of your renovation are you in? Are you trusting the process? We are all his workmanship, created for Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So whether you are in that destruction phase or the rebuilding phase, trust the process. God is making you into something beautiful and something useful. He's already planned a use for your life. So trust him and trust his process. Also, there are some reminders. Not only are you a work in progress, but so are the people around you. So have grace for yourself as you are being molded and shaped into something beautiful, but also have grace for the others around you because they're still a work in progress as well. So you might have looked at my kitchen and thought that that's a finished product. Well, guess what? It's actually not. There is still, let me go back to that picture. There's no backsplash. So it's still a work in progress, just like I'm still a work in progress. None of us will ever fully arrive at that finished product until eternity. So my mom used to sing this song to us when we were growing up, and actually just the other day we were talking about it. Some of you may have heard this song before, but it goes like this. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. He's still working on all of us. So my encouragement today is trust him, trust the process. Embrace whatever stage you're in, because if you're in those destruction phases, it's hard, but you'll get through it. And just remember, God's got you.